I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. law enforcement officials say a United States Army veteran who drove a truck into a crowd of New Year's Day revelers had pledged allegiance to ISIS but acted alone in the attack. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Reyes spoke at a press conference Thursday.
We do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack except for Shamsuddin Jabbar.
Shamsuddin Jabbar was shot dead at the scene after firing at police. The 42-year-old Texan was a U.S. Army veteran who once served in Afghanistan. He posted videos on Facebook on the morning of the attack, in which he said he supported Islamic State, according to the FBI. At least 14 people were killed in the attack. The FBI also said there was no link between the attack and the incident in Las Vegas on the same day, in which a Tesla Cybertruck exploded in flames outside the Trump International Hotel.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Police on Thursday said a highly decorated elite U.S. soldier planned to cause more damage when his rented Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Officials believe the man in the truck was Matthew Livelsberger,
a Green Beret operations sergeant,
on approved leave from a special forces assignment in Germany.
The individual had sustained a gunshot wound to the head prior to the detonation.
Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says they believe Livelsberger shot himself in the head and the explosion did not cause the intended damage. Seven people suffered minor injuries. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News.